Good morning, church, and what a privilege it is to be with all of you again. And I can't see you, but you can see me, and I just pray in Jesus' name that the Lord will be with you, not just now, but in the ongoing time that we are in lockdown. I would like to thank Genevieve and Gabrielle for their beautiful worship songs, and they have set the mood for us now. And as I go into communion, I would like to share with you some beautiful words from a hymnist. Her name was, or is, Annie Johnson Flynn. She was born in the 1866, and I'm pretty sure that she passed away in 1932 or 34. And when I, she has a biography written by Roman Bigham, B-I-G-O-M. And the heading of her biography, I believe, is The Making of Something Beautiful. And how appropriate that is for communion. So please, if I can share you the words that she is part of this hymn. I won't read it all, it's too long, but I will read most of it that is appropriate for what we're doing this morning in coming together for Jesus. His love has no limit. His love has no measure. His love has no boundaries known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he just gaveth and gaveth and gaveth again. And he did. He suffered so much on the cross for us when we were so not deserving. But here we are celebrating. We are forgiven in the name of Jesus and through his actions on the cross. He shared with his disciples before he was crucified to do this in remembrance of him. So we have the bread, which I have here. And Jesus endured, as I said earlier, so much for us, and we are so blessed. Let's remember him and the sacrifice and the punishment that he did for us. Let's take it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Father. In the same way, he took the wine. The blood. The wine that represents the blood. The bread of, it's a life-giving blood, and we just thank God for it. And in Ephesians 1, it says, In him, we have redemption through the blood of Jesus for our sins. Let's celebrate to our living God, and we will rejoice in seeing him once again. Thank you in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We can't fathom in human thoughts what you went through for us. But Father God, thank you. We thank you with every part of our being. You are our Father, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Name above all names. Precious Lamb of God, our Father, Holy, Holy One. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray this in your name through the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May I just leave you with these words. Go in peace. The grace of God sustained you. Let me start again. I have to do this justice. Go in peace. The grace of God sustain you will be testimony that will carry you ultimately to the end. Go in peace, our beautiful church, and bless you all. Thank you. Amen.